morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm welcoming you to the third hour of our June 1st edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way and fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. There's some really good stuff I put up there. A really, really cool one about crows and how they use ants to heal themselves. And it's actually a thing. It's called anting. And if you don't know about anting and crows, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and read about it. It's really fascinating. And then there's the coolest sort of cat bed kitty thing toy that is like a waterbed for cats. And I think it's the first post up there, but it looks like a round, flat, swimming pool size, little round kiddie pool. But it's got water in it, but it has really thick plastic covering it. And then there's like plastic fish and stuff inside this thing that you can push your hands on it and it makes the, anyway, so cats get on it and chase the fish and then lay on it and roll on it. It's like cats with a waterbed. And it's the coolest thing. If I had young kitties, I'd get one of these. And I think if I ever get young cats again, I'll have to get one of these things. But you can see that on Facebook too. And then I got to tell you, I have a little delight because it's all, you know, I love training. But it was just so fun to David's and rocking out, dancing around the studio. And I'm jealous because I'm not there with them and I don't have a big studio to dance around in. I don't have enough room and I have to dance on my chair and all that stuff here at home. But he got to bop all around the studio and he was having a good time. So anyway, thanks for inspiring me, David. All right, so we have got, it is still the first Sunday of June, and it's still Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And if you've just tuned in, and especially if you tuned in to hear Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org, they aren't here. And I'm sorry to tell you that Beth has been quite sick this week, and as of yesterday, was in bed with a really high fever. Merritt had recovered, and he was going to be able to join us today, but probably not Beth. But now we know David's had a couple of conversations with Merritt now, and the last report was not too long ago, and apparently they're still waiting in the ER. And that's one of the frustrating things, and you have to go to the hospital. And they're on Whidbey Island, so I imagine, I wonder if maybe there's there's only one option for people. I don't know what the choices are over there, but they're still waiting. So let's think good thoughts for Merritt and Beth Clifton. Let's send love and support for Merritt, and then special blessings and special healing on all levels for the highest good of Beth. Oh, Divine Mother, that's a hot idea. Thank you. You know, I get spoken to from time to time. And it's not my show anymore. I've turned it over. So guess what we get to do? Divine Mother says, I can teach you how to send healing energy. Now, I know we got Carol waiting, but Carol, this is important. All right. So if you want to send energy along with special healing and prayers, this is how you do it. Now, you're going to use your hands, and you have to be able to rub your palms together. So put your hands together as you in your prayer position, and know that when you do pray, where you place your hands in that prayer position in front of you, know that that makes a difference. Energetically, it aligns you with spirit, and I'm told that it makes your prayers more powerful if you put your hands in the prayer position. So the first thing we start with a prayer, this is how it goes. So you can say this along with me. Divine Mother, thou art omnipresent. Thou art in all thy children. Thou art in Merritt and Beth Clifton. Manifest thy balancing and healing power, energies and presence in their bodies, in their minds, and in their souls. All right, now rub your hands together real fast. Did you feel the heat? Feel the heat. Keep your fingers together or you scatter the energy, and then we're going to hold them up and do three ohms. So hold them up facing away from you. Om. 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 And that's what you do. All right. Now, you guys know that. Know this show is archived, so if you want to go back and listen to the beginning of the third hour, you can get the prayer words, and you can do that anytime from anywhere. And you rub your hands, and then just as you're doing the ohms, imagine, you know, who you're sending it to. It's very powerful, and it really amps your power. And we all are powerful because we all have God inside us, okay? So, oh, wasn't that fun? That was a first, David. We've never done that before. How cool is that? That's how we at Ananda send healing prayers. So there you go. All right. Now, do we still have Carol? All right. So Merritt and Beth are in the ER waiting to be served. And so David and I get to tap dance through the hour together. And I actually been waiting for a time to talk to David about what his dog. But Carol is going to help us out here from Manchester. So welcome, Carol, back to Animal World. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I was sending Reiki healing energy to Beth, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, a friend of mine who is deals with a rescue group here in Port Orchard, it's called Animal Rescue Families, and uh-huh. I called her to get some information about spay and neuter because she knows all about that. And so she gave me a phone number for the Humane Society of Mason County. This uh-huh. is in Belfair. And they have very inexpensive spay-neuter, offerings.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I thought maybe that might be helpful for you.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So this would be for folks out in your area, more like the Mason County area, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Okay. And so what's the number?
Okay, the number is 360-275- 9310
And that's the Mason County Humane Society.
Yeah,
in
that's
Belfair.
Right in Belfair, right when you're coming into Belfair from, let's say, my neck of the woods. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but there's a Safeway right there, and it's in a area of small businesses and the Safeway. So it's back in there, and it's a Humane Society of Mason County. And let's see, it's on 24070 State Route 3.
Okay.
That's
2470 State Route 3. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's real helpful for everybody over in Mason County. And I know Marilyn from Meow is going to send me a lot of good contacts for low-cost spay and neuter over more in probably King Snohomish County area. So that'll be helpful, too.
Right. That's good. Yeah. And I think the cost, it's under $100. So she was pretty sure it was around maybe $50, $60, $70, maybe something like that. But
which is way more reasonable than $200, $300, or $400.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
I mean, I'm just appalled. I about pass out every time I hear what they charge for spaying and neutering now, only because I know exactly what's involved in those surgeries. And it's like dirt simple. There's just no
right.
justifiable reason for charging as much as they do other than greed.
Exactly. That goes for lots of other things here, too.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Well, Carol, thank you so much for chiming in today and giving us that information. We'll have more for you from once I get it from Marilyn, but I really appreciate you calling in with that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad I could.
All right. Okay. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you. Get well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, I'm so pleased that I really didn't have any idea. I was supposed to do a counseling session yesterday, David, and you know, because I did a session with you and your family quite some time ago, but you know how many hours it takes, and you know it's Martha talking most of the time.
Yes, definitely.
So yesterday, I figured I could do the session. Because, you know, I didn't feel that sick. You know, I don't feel sick. I just got these allergies clogging up my head and my throat and upper but I wasn't positive my voice would last for the whole time. And then I'm thinking my client's having to listen to the recording of the session with this, you know, yucky voice of Martha. And I wouldn't be 100% and I figured if I did do that session yesterday, it would wipe out my voice. I wouldn't be able to do the show today. So talked with my clients, started their phone privileges early and did a little coaching with them on the phone yesterday morning and decided I'm going to see them in a week instead. So I think that's the reason why I'm here, but I didn't want to get too cocky and say, oh, my voice has lasted because I've still got 40 minutes to go. It looks like I'm going to make it through. But I did, David, let's get started before we take care of advertisers. You and I have known each other. We could have known each other since
Como
days. My goodness, I didn't, you know, we didn't know. Wouldn't you know, I just talked about it earlier in the first hour of the show. I've officially been doing radio, either the KVI Pet Show, Como Pet Show, or Martha Norwalk's Animal World for 30 years. It was 30 years last month. So we're in our first year of our 31st month of our 31st year. Amazing. Anyway, way back when in the beginning, when I was at Como, David just let us know he was working at Como too, but during the week, not on the weekends. So our paths did not cross, right? I don't remember.
No, our paths did not cross. Most of my work was with, you know, the late Dr. Joy Brown with her show and Dr. Laura, if you remember her, Dr.
Oh,
Laura.
Oh, I remember her. The guy in a girl suit, I used to call her.
I am my kid's mom. That's how she always started. I am my kid's mom.
Yeah. I would have said I'm my kid's dad.
Yeah.
But anyway. amazing. That was an amazing time. Anyway, so David and I, you know, but we've known each other here on KKNW, and he fills in, you know, sometimes here on the show. But how long ago did you get your Basset Hound puppy? How old is she now?
Daisy is now 2. Last month would be 2 years since we got her.
So I came down and did a session with you when she was a puppy. So it would be, you know, just shy of 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, maybe.
This is your little teaser. So I went down because David and his wife and family, they'd gotten a Basset Hound puppy. And the plan was they have a daughter. And daughter was getting ready to go off to college in Eastern Washington, right?
Central Washington University.
Central Washington.
Officially.
All right. And the plan was they didn't want to send her off to college all by herself. And so she is going to have a puppy and have a dog with her. Okay, that sounds great, right? Okay, and then Aunt Martha enters the picture and says, why? Anyway, if you want to hear the rest of the story the lessons to be learned about all this sort of thing, you get to stay right where you are. We're going to take care of our advertisers. We will come back and we'll fill you in on what happened in the session and what's happened since then and the lessons we've learned about college kids new in college and having puppies. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues, more with David and his story about Daisy Basset Hound straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards the halfway mark of the last hour of our June 1st edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And who else did we hear from? Natasha Venter, our medium intuitive gal and personal awareness coach. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarifications. And Natasha Venter IC, she does her regular podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. So tune in for that. And you can also book her for private sessions if you need to. You can give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And if you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Excuse me, I just popped another homeopathic thing. Stop this cough. Okay, now, I know, David, you're going to have to answer the phone when Kevin calls in, but we were talking about, I went down shy of 2 years ago, and you had Daisy, new puppy, I think about 8 weeks or so. And the goal was, how could, you know, what do they need to know to be able for his daughter to go off to college in Central Washington with Daisy, and therefore she wouldn't be alone, she'd have a puppy. Well, Aunt Martha threw a kibosh and a wrench into that works right away because I said, you know, I don't think this is a great idea. Because raising a puppy is just like raising a kid, you know, and you know, you take 18 years to teach a human baby everything they need to know, and at least sometimes it's 26 years now before you cut them loose. Well, it's the same process raising puppies. It's just faster. And instead of 18 years or so, it's more like 18 months to 2 years. And that's where all your hard work goes in. So I did my best to explain that. I don't think a person for the first year in college and getting started with college and all the things that goes on with that, they don't have time to raise a puppy. This is not a good idea. I don't think it's going to work. However, you know, we got them, you know, we went through everything they needed to know about raising puppies and all of that so they could do it either place. And, you know, we did our very best to pull it off. But, David?
Yes?
Did Daisy go to college with your daughter?
Well, not right away, especially since Jessica is a music education major, which is a little more time consuming than other majors.
Oh, okay. So, bottom line is, you know, and of course, you know, you want your kids to do well if they go away from home and all of that. But raising a puppy at the same time they're starting college is just not a good plan. Now, we talked about that, well, once Daisy was grown up and you know, and after that first couple of years of getting her patterned and she knows all this stuff, then it might be a good thing for her to have her at college because, you know, she could confine her when she's off to class and then walk her when she's not and play with her and all that sort of thing. And so, Daisy's, I think you said she's about 2 years old now, David.
Yeah, she is past 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So, is Daisy able to go with Jessica off to college now from time to time? Or
well, one of the first things you've got to teach them is to learn how to be in the car. That's one of the first things. And Daisy now is the perfect car animal. So yeah, we shuttle her back and forth. She started to spend more time with Jess for winter of 2025, which winter quarter. This past winter quarter, but we keep an eye on her schedule. And when Jessica is so busy and we know it, Tara and I will run over there, grab Daisy, grab her stuff and bring her back. And that's the same thing now here now at the end of the school year, especially this past week alone. I mean, Tara and I mean, luckily I got back here to do the show today. I was in Ellensburg just a couple days ago. So I made sure I could get back here for the show today because Jess had a concert Thursday night. Last night, she had a performance. And that performance, by the way, for you musical junkies out there, was Carl Orff's Carmina Burana.
Ooh.
So she had to sing that last night. She actually has to sing it again this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So with a busy schedule like that, we know, and plus finals, no, we got to bring the dog back so Jess can finish. So basically, all right. Daisy goes back and forth. She basically has two homes now. But now it's summer's here. Obviously, everybody will be home for a couple months.
All right. So I think the lesson we learned is that Aunt Martha was right.
Yes, Aunt Martha was right because, yeah, she would have been too busy.
First-year college students just don't, there's just not enough time and energy and all of that.
Well, Jessica has been there a little bit longer than when she's been there now. This is finishing up year four, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so anyway, you just and in college, you can't raise puppies while you're going to school, pretty much, you know, if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Now, maybe if there were a roommate. But at any rate, so if y'all are thinking about that and you want to send a dog with your kid to college, it's either got to be an already raised and trained model. And even so, there may be times that the kid just can't do both the dog college and the dog. So it sounds like we need a good backup system with the parents. Like, you know, Dave and his wife, and, you know, he and Tara are ready to go over there and get the dog, bring it back, that sort of thing. So you guys work together as a really good family team. But it would not be appropriate for your daughter to be doing this on her own, right?
Not all the time, no. I mean, we'll see what happens in September. We'll probably, you know, she'll start over there, but as it gets busy and before the weather changes, we'll probably have to bring her back again. So
yeah,
we'll see.
All right. So have we got our next guest on the line?
Let me check. I'll be right back.
Okay. Dave is checking to be sure because we are going to hear switch boats in midstream And it is now time to deal with us human animals. So we will be talking with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And we will be talking about yoga today. So we're ready?
Yes, our guest is now ready to come on the air live right now.
All right. Well, so I'm excited because this is another first for today. We've had a bunch of firsts today. And first time joining us from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. I've known him since before he came to Ananda. And boy, does he got a story. I can't wait to talk to him. Anyway, delighted to introduce you to representing Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but also one of my favorite Anandians, because I consider him a friend. It's Kevin Hart. So, Kevin, welcome to Animal World.
Hello, Martha. Thank you for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm losing my voice because I've got allergies going on, and I was stupid and went out and mowed in the cottonwood. so forgive me if I sound weird. But the first thing, let's start with usually, Kevin, when I have somebody new from Ananda that hasn't been on the air with us before, we chat a little bit about you just so you can become part of the family and so forth. And so the first thing I know I can share about you is that you're a dog guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin over the years has had the cutest little dachshunds. And so do you still have dachshunds, Kevin? I haven't seen them for a while.
Yes. Well, you remember we had a red long hair named Uber.
Yeah. Oh, Uber.
Uber. And then his son, Mister, came along. And it's his real actual son. And Uber passed about a year and a half ago. Oh. And he lived till about 16 years old. He was a great dog. But right before he did, we know a breeder who's a wonderful, wonderful breeder. And she's just raises all of her dogs with love and attention. And so she had this one dog that we just knew was ours. And so we came home with this little guy, and his name actually became Peanut. It's just what
Peanut.
Happened. And we call him every other, all these other names too, but he's a really fun little short haired with dapple little spots on him. And he loved the ball and stick. So he will bug me all day long. And when he finally gets to play, I throw the ball for him, and he's just overjoyed, and he loves playing as long as I'll play with him. He's a lover, and him and Mister are two dogs that we have now. They're great.
Wonderful. And I know I was always impressed with you because dachshunds can be challenging to live with, and they're little hounds, and they aren't usually well-behaved. But, you know, Kevin could just pull up and let the dachshunds out of the car, and they run all over the place, but they listen to him, pay attention, cute and sweet and friendly. Anyway, you're doing something right because you have great dachshunds.
Well, thank you. And, you know, everybody says that about our dogs, that they are very well-behaved, and especially people who have been around other dachshunds that are not well-behaved, and then they get sort of a bad taste in their mouth about the breed, and then they get redemption when they meet ours.
Yeah, because yours are so great. Yep, so you're doing something right.
Go ahead.
Why do you think yours are so good?
Well, it's just that we spend a lot of time with them, so they know when, you know, they know calmness, and that's what they're around most of the time. So when they start barking and going crazy, all we really have to say is, come on now, boys. And they'll say, oh, sorry, I got excited. And they'll just calm right down.
Wow. Maybe that's because you do yoga.
It could be.
Okay, we'll get to that. But there's another thing about Kevin that I'd like to chat a little bit about. I want to tell you how we met. Is that okay with you, Kevin?
You can talk about anything that you know about me, Martha. It's fine.
Cool. Okay, so you all know that, you know, one of my best friends for decades and decades is Krista Gibson. And, you know, Krista's been on the show before, well, not for years, but she was the editor and publisher of the first New Age newspaper, The New Times, and then Spiritual Journal, and newspaper publisher, and she published lots of books. And I used to write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal and all of that. Well, Krista was, I think, working with Kevin because he was writing a book. I had written a book. And anyway, Kevin was working with Krista, but at the time, and I don't remember how long ago, this is years and years ago, Krista started a kind of social get-together. We called it Good Company, and we got together once a month at a restaurant, and people came, and we would use it for socialization, but mostly for marketing, what's going on, all of that. Well, Kevin came to Good Company on Krista's invitation, because he has an incredible story, and you wrote a phenomenal book. Now, I'm trying to remember, is it 1,000 Screaming Monkeys, 100 Screaming Monkeys? What's the name of the book that you wrote?
It's 1,000 of them.
Is it 100 Screaming Monkeys? I think it was more like 1,000. So do you mind telling us a little bit about your background? Because your book is phenomenal.
Well, thank you, Martha. I appreciate that. Well, so the book is called 1,000 Screaming Monkeys, and it's a personal story, but I tell it in the I tell it talking about Kevin, not necessarily from I, me, and mine, but it's a story about basically I was a drug addict and alcoholic for the first half of my life until I was about 37, 38 years old, and that's when I found recovery, and this was about 18, 19 years ago now. And so life was pretty crazy back then. I mean, there was a lot of fun stuff, fun partying stuff, but there was also a lot of darkness, like happens with many, you know, people who are addicted to different things. Yeah. And so when I found, like, I didn't think that there was life after it. I just didn't know any other life. So when I wound up at a treatment center and I started to pray, like I literally prayed from just sheer desperation, and I felt the presence of God. And when that happened, I was completely blown away. And then when I started letting people help me, I was amazed at what kind of help was actually available on planet Earth when you ask for it. And so all these magnificent people showed up literally from the moment I got up off my knees. I was out in the bushes at this treatment center, so nobody'd see me praying. And so when I came back in, I had made the decision, I'm going to let anybody help me that will. And immediately there's plenty of people there and they all helped me. And, you know, I started the long climb of recovery. And, you know, the whole story is this huge story. Of course, it spans many years. But during the time, all these people showed up to help me. And so the book is really not only an acknowledgement of what it was like to be addicted like that, but mostly what it was like to find that kind of help and then the help that came. So in other words, all the people that showed up, I got to tell a story about them. And not just the people that showed up, but the places, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, Unity Church, all these different places where I would go, and they're doing spirituality and teaching me and us, other people like me, how to live a completely different life that you didn't even know was available, and it's all rooted in a spiritual life. So that's basically the essence of what the book's about.
Yeah, and what a great lesson, because there's, you know, we're, you know, many people don't know it yet, but we're physical bodies second. You know, we're spiritual beings first. And what's going on down here on Mother Earth is not the real part of life. Home is on the other side.
Yeah.
And our soul is eternal. But when we come down here, the veil is down and we don't know that, but there's a lot of help on the other side, but because this is a free will choice zone, you got to ask. But it sounds like, you know, see, that's what Kevin did early on, you know, and out of desperation. And that's when many people do find God. We pray, you know, and everything's wonderful. We forget about doing that. And that's an important thing to remember. It's important to be connected all the time, not just in times of desperation, but Kevin asked and he received. And then to see from, you were very involved, I think, with Unity Church and for a while in the North End and so forth, but eventually you made it to Ananda. And now you've been extremely active with Ananda now for a number of years. And before you ever came to Ananda, you were involved in doing yoga and then teaching yoga. Now, was yoga part of your recovery, Kevin, or is that something you discovered afterwards?
Well, Let's see. Yes and no. I mean, it's kind of yes and no to that question. Yoga is something that, so it's kind of a funny story. I'll tell you real quick. What happened was pretty quick after I got started to, you know, live sober and to practice the, oh, what do you say, the ways to get out of jail. In other words, you know, the things to overcome the addiction itself. There's a whole bunch of stuff we do. Anyways, I started doing that. I knew that meditation was a huge component of that. And so I got this little book on meditation. It was called Patterns for Self-Unfoldment. And it was a Unity book written by some Unity people. And it had daily meditations that you could do and then to keep a journal. And so I decided I was going to do this. I set up a little spare room I had and made it just my meditation space. Well, I went to sit, and I couldn't sit still for the life of me. I mean, my body was just twitching and flipping out and all kinds of stuff. So I naturally started to stretch. I don't know why. I just started to stretch my body. And so that helped me to sit. And it was, I just remember thinking, well, that's interesting how that works together. Anyway, then I knew some gal in Alcoholics Anonymous, and we were chatting one day, and she said she was going to go do yoga. And I said, oh, yoga, what's that? And she said, oh, it's, you know, I kind of knew a little bit about it, of course, but she said, I'm doing this class at the gym, and it happened to be the gym that I belong to. So I said, hey, I want to go. So I went. And as soon as I did my first yoga class, I knew that it was something very special. So at that time, I was a weightlifter and worked out that way. And I completely quit lifting weights within 2 weeks and was doing yoga classes. Now, I did yoga classes actually addictively. it's funny. I was going as many times as I could because I knew it was something very special. And so that's how I found yoga.
How wonderful. All right. We have to take care of advertisers now before we run out of time. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin about what he's doing now at Ananda, because he's been with Ananda long enough now and doing yoga that he's now teaching and all of that. And so if you would like to benefit from all that Kevin's learned and from what, you know, the phenomenal human he has grown into and share all the energy that he can give you and teach you with yoga and especially if you got issues, you know, similar and so forth. Wow, I just can't imagine not wanting to just sign up for Kevin's classes. So anyway, we're all going to stay right where we are. And when we come back, Kevin's going to share with us about yoga classes coming up and what he's teaching and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are, everybody. More with Kevin Hart. And we'll tell you about the book. We'll give you the name again so you can, you know, get a hold of that if you want to. Anyway, stay right where you are. More with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and Kevin Hart straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the last hour of our June 1st edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen again. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Now, he'll be here next week with Sister Linda Rasmussen. We'll be taking your phone calls, and together they'll help you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, or physical issues. And it's all energetic, so it can be done over the radio. So I hope you'll plan to call in for your free remote treatments next week, and check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. He does a free phone evaluation, so you can fill out the contact link and say you want to chat. Join the private membership group, which is only $10 for a lifetime, and take advantage of the free Zoom classes to learn how to reset your animal's nervous system as well as your own. Then, of course, remember Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, our sound healer. Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. Easy access, great parking, and what a gift. I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't been on the table with her. And what was I doing during the break? Acutonic forks to keep me going. Not too long to go, and I think I'm going to make it. Whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All right, we are going to get back to Kevin Hart from the Ananta Institute of Living Yoga. And we were talking about Kevin's story of, you know, a lifetime of addiction, and literally, and then his recovery process, and then the wonderful book he wrote, A Thousand Screaming Monkeys, which would be of great help to anyone you know that might need some support in that area. And now, Kevin has, you know, totally transformed his life, because all of that is decades behind him, and is now a phenomenal spiritual example for all of us, and teaches yoga, Ananda Yoga, which is better than all the rest, I think, anyway. So, Kevin, tell us what's going on with, I know that you and Nancy we've had on before, and you and Nancy, aren't you teaching the Hatha Yoga part of the Raja course right now?
Yes, we co-teach that that class each time.
And so that of course, you can't join that class now because it's already underway. But this, you know, the Raja is the preparatory for Kriya Yoga that we've talked about so much. And that happens, and this class happens twice a year. You know, so keep your eyes or your ears open when we talk about it again. I think it happens again in the fall, doesn't it, Kevin?
Yes, yeah, it happens in the fall, and YTT happens also. It's a yoga teacher training that we offer, and those two, if you're ever interested at all in becoming a yoga teacher, or if you just want to deepen your own practice, the yoga teacher training is excellent, and the yoga teacher training and the Raja Yoga run together when you're taking the yoga teacher training. But Raja Yoga is a standalone course, and it has a Hatha Yoga component. So the actual postures of yoga, that's the mostly what people think about when you say yoga. They think about Warrior One and Warrior Two, and, you know, the asanas that we do. So that's the Hatha Yoga portion. And then there's the Raja Yoga portion, which gets into the philosophy, the meditation aspects of it, all kinds of considerations around breathing and pranayama, breath and energy techniques. I mean, it really goes very deep. and it's an immersion. And so, and last year, this last yoga teacher training that just got done in May was the graduation, 12 people went through, and that was my first year being one of the teachers of the actual yoga teacher training program, and it was a great joy to watch it from that perspective and to be a part of it from that way.
Yeah, I'm so glad to know about that, because I didn't know that you were as involved as you are now in teaching yoga at Ananda, because that's so great, because you are such a great guy. You know, I just adore you, and your story and your history and your book and all the help you're contributing, you know, to help people that have, you know, need a way out of the darkness into the light, and you found it. And it sounds like, you know, prayer got you there to meditation and yoga. But you also, if people don't want to wait, or, you know, it doesn't, they can't, you know, the Raja and the Hatha yoga stuff doesn't start again till fall. But aren't you teaching some other just basic yoga classes now at Ananda?
Well, yeah, and it's funny because the way that you, the name that you called Ananda, the Institute of Living Yoga, it's right. A living yoga that we do here. So there's yoga, it's funny because we think about yoga as, like I said, the postures, but right. Yoga is so much more than that. So yes, there's Hatha yoga classes where you can come and practice the postures. You can, if you go to the AnandaWashington.org, the website for Ananda in Washington here, you can see all of our Hatha yoga classes, and you can definitely take one with any number of great teachers. Mine, the one that I lead is on Friday nights from 7 till 9, and it includes a solid half an hour of meditation. So we do the postures, the asanas, and then we have a nice chant, and then we go right into some meditation where I do much guided, but then there's also some in the silence.
So that's Friday evenings. Now, is that at the yoga hall?
Yes, that's at the yoga hall, which is right next door to the temple.
And that's on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, folks. So 7 to 9 p.m., and that's every Friday. Now, do we have to register for that class, or can we drop in, or how does that work?
Well, at Ananda, your first yoga class is always free. So if you're just coming to check it out, you can just come to class and see if it's something that you like. And then after that, you can sign up online or sign up at the front desk or however you like to do it. But I wanted to say, so in addition to that, addition to those kinds of classes, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do at Ananda. There's meditation for beginners where, you know, we cover just basic meditation techniques and how to get started. There's just any number of different events that you can do, or even coming to Sunday service, any of that stuff in some way directly relates to yoga. So it's a great website to go to and just kind of see what lights up for you and what you're called towards, and then just come and get involved. It's a very friendly place that welcomes everyone, and there's plenty of opportunities to practice yoga.
Yeah, I think when we call it the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, I think for radio, I think because Riemann felt that was the most compatible name for most folks. But you know, sometimes Ananda is called the Church of Self-Realization. Sometimes it's called Ananda. The Church of All Religions. So when, yeah. As Kevin said, all are welcome. It doesn't matter. You can be a practicing, in my opinion, we're all Christians, but you can be a practicing Christian or a practicing Muslim or whatever. And Swami Kriyananda, who is the one that founded Ananda, always said, you can continue whatever religion you are comfortable with and do whatever rituals and everything you do, but you can still come to Ananda and worship with us because we're all inclusive. And that's what you're referring to, right?
Well, yeah. And when you walk into the temple, it's very obvious because when you look around, there's a little nook in each. So it's an octagon or something? It's not a square building. It's more of it's a multi-sided, like almost a round room. And in each of the little nooks, there's 7 or 8 nooks, I can't remember how many, each one represents one of the world's great religions, you know, just right there in the temple. So all, like you said, all are welcome and all can practice. But, you know, one thing that struck me when you said that about the Institute of Living Yoga versus these other names. Mm-hmm. Right now, this time, I'm sure that you know and many of the listeners know, we're coming into this great age of energy where everything is changing. And what is important for people is changing. And we want to have a deeper connection with something much more inward, much more deeply inside of ourselves. And so that's why all of these names, living yoga, self-realization, all religions, it all points to this thing. How can I know myself better? Mm-hmm. How can I tune into what I'm for in this world and give my energy in the way that's the best for myself and others? So I think that's what's really happening, and it's so great to watch it. And as all the new people come to Ananda, to see that's what we're looking for together.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, when we say the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, I know before I knew any better, I thought yoga just meant the physical body postures. You know,
yeah.
I didn't know. But that's called Hatha Yoga. That's the physical part. Yeah. But then there's the Raja Yoga. And to make it simple, that's more the meditation part of yoga. Well, and then there's Kriya Yoga. And, you know, we've talked about that. That's an advanced breath technique that Yogananda called the airplane route to God. Because when you figure it out, when you really get the answers, that's what we're here to do, is become more perfected spiritual beings in physical bodies. And we're making our way back home to God, because home's on the other side. So yoga is the best way to get there. And my gosh, Ananda is just phenomenal. And I just am so delighted, Kevin, that we had a chance to introduce you here on Animal World. And I would love to have more time with you, but unfortunately we're out of time. I hope you will join us again. I'd like to have you on for more time, because I'd love to go talk to you about your book and all that history and stuff. But anyway, you're welcome back anytime. Thank you so much. And remember, Kevin's teaching yoga at the Yoga Hall next to the Blue Lotus Temple, Friday evening, 7 to 9. You can drop in if it's your first time. Kevin, thank you so much, and I look forward to the next time I get to see you.
Thanks, Martha. It's been wonderful. I appreciate it, and I'd love to come back.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Gosh, it was such a delight to have Kevin on. I'm so glad that that worked out. But 1,000 screaming monkeys. Kevin Hart. So if you know anyone with addiction problems and someone that needs to get their life back on track and want a great book for inspiration, and Kevin's your guy. And you know you can connect with him at Ananda if you need to. All righty, so we're almost out of time. Next week is our healing show, the second Sunday of the month. It's Best Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here. We'll take your phone calls, and they'll help you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, or physical issues. So I hope you will plan to call in for your free remote treatments. And then before we go, remember, I would like it if you would stay focused and continue healing prayers for Beth Clifton. She's been real sick this week, high fever, and Merritt and Beth couldn't join us today because they're in the emergency room with Beth. So remember, we did the healing prayers, and I taught you how to do that. So keep it up for Beth. And golly, David, thank you, thank you, thank you. And hopefully Nathan is stomping around a footy down there. And he'll be back next week, and we will all be here next week. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.